When Mrs. Clinton spoke at the Democratic National Convention on Tuesday, she firmly reiterated her belief that it takes a village to raise a child, a notion that was ridiculed as the collective, the state, at the Republican convention. To Mrs. Clinton, as she explained the other night, the village is a cluster of teachers, police officers, doctors, counselors, caretakers of all kinds who help families with children. The village of myth and memory, the small country town, the little place where all the neighbors know one another, is not the kind of place that most Americans live now. But we tend to take our villages with us to bigger places, making a village of a school or a block, a development or an apartment building. There's a village here, too. Our village is a cluster of huge tents and trailers. There are neighborhoods, one for daily papers and magazines, another for TV networks. Radio has its little neighborhood. It's noisy, but we're used to that. It's a gated community. Villagers must wear a variety of colored tags around their necks to get in. They're strung on shoelaces mostly, sometimes embellished with pins or buttons. All villagers are tag people, but some tags are better than others. And the village cops see to it that only properly tagged people can come in, and only privileged tagged people can go everywhere. The chief currency of this place is information. Newspapers and magazines are stacked in the streets, heaped up fact and opinion, free for the taking. Villagers are fed at regular intervals, taking their evening meal together, courtesy of a large American corporation. At the end of one of the tents, fires are built, meat is grilled, and food is served. The villagers all arrive at once, scramble for whatever food is there, gulp it down standing up, and forage for more. Some parts of village life are primitive. Table manners are not important here. There are no tables. There is no indoor plumbing.
Pizza coming through. Watch out, folks. Spread up. Hot pizza coming through. Spread up. Spread up.
Baggage, purses, or what have you, come right down the center.
The village is located near what Jesse Jackson called an urban mountain, the looming presence of the United Center, the home of the Chicago Bulls. It towers over the tents and trailers. It is the reason we're here. It contains the convention, the politicians, the delegates, and this evening, the president. It is huge, cold, brilliantly lighted, and festooned with balloons and bunting. It has indoor plumbing. All day, the villagers circle it in golf carts and on foot with hand trucks, and the village police circle, too, in uniforms of all kinds, some dressed exactly like everyone else, some holding conversations with their shirt sleeves. At night, we watch the colorful rituals that take place inside the building and come out again to return to our village to write and talk about what we've seen and heard. It takes a village to cover a convention.
Did you hear about John Glenn's wife?
Who?
You know, Senator John Glenn, the astronaut?
Yeah. No.
It was on the wires that yesterday or the day before she was on the floor and some cameraman turned around with this television camera, whacked her, knocked her unconscious. She, like, was out, like, late.
So now she saw stars like her husband.
Yeah.